thought it was interesting on the same day that you guys are breaking ground, just a couple of miles south of this, Siemens is in its final day for 4 to 7 months of buildings. What does this mean on this same day to try and bring at least some of those jobs to stay here in Lee County, Iowa?
Well, I think it is important, and we haven't given up on seeing those jobs at Siemens come back as well. I've been working with Senator Grassley, and I was in Washington, D.C. just last week along with three other governors urging the Congress to approve an extension of the wind energy tax credit, which could help a great deal. Iowa, in fact, we also had another company, Google, announce investment in wind energy in Iowa last week. So we're continuing to work on that as well. Agriculture is a very important part of our economy, and this is a long-term investment that's going to not only create great jobs here in Lee County in construction and permanently, but also it's going to make a real difference in reducing the cost for farmers in producing corn.
What type of training is going to be? It was talked about the idea of hiring locally and bringing in these jobs. When it comes to the actual plant, how skilled will the workforce need it? Have you looked to see if the workforce in this area is skilled enough to work there? Will you need to bring in for that?
Basically, what we typically do in a lot of these plants is during construction, we start earmarking some of the personnel that works on putting the plant together to stay permanently later on and fulfill some of these permanent jobs. So we'll be working on training while we're also constructing.
What would some of the skills be needed to have these jobs?
They vary. I mean, from controllers to electricians to mechanical welders to specialty material handlers. So there are across a lot of variety of trades.
There's still a lot of sentiment, I would assume, especially in Weaver, that this plant, this facility is not going to be safe. It's going to be harmful to the people that live in and around here. What do you say to those people to try and reassure them that's not going to happen?
What we have contracted today is a plant that does not exist today in America. This is the latest technology, the safest technology. We've adopted measures that haven't been taken. It might actually be the safest and cleanest plant in the world because this is state-of-the-art technology on emissions reduction. So that's our commitment to the people here in Weaver County.
How does this plant fit into your global fertilizer expansion? This is one of how many now and how many going in the future?
The U.S. is a big nitrogen importer and has been accommodating a big nitrogen deficit for reasons that today no longer exists. So this plant, we have been exporting products from North Africa into the U.S. We think this plant will shift some of that capacity back to be produced locally. So it's part of our global reach of the various products.
The fracking process, you know, one of the big ingredients going into this is natural gas. And the fracking process that's made natural gas more economical in
exactly.
America is not only helpful for this plant, but it'll be helpful for us as we work to attract other manufacturers as well. Because natural gas is a major component, major cost for manufacturing. So this is not only the fracking process has done a lot for this, the other plant we're going to see up in the Sioux City area, but it's also going to help manufacturing generally. And we're also going to have a new power plant in Marshalltown also using natural gas.
Obviously, there's a lot of site prep. When could you actually start to see vertical? When could people actually start to see buildings and such going up?
I think this spring you'll see some vertical activity.
Is flooding much a concern here?
That's why we moved a bit. This is this is a 500, the insurance term is this is a 500-year flood protection area. So as long as you can buy insurance, you're okay.
The first site was a problem. This site is not.
Was Lee County, Iowa always your number one choice? Obviously, you had a lot of big states.
It was our first choice. but then the flood moved us a bit further down from the river. So our first selection was not far from here.
Thank you.
Well, we're excited about this. This is a huge economic benefit. Not only the quality jobs in the county, it's got the highest unemployment in our state, but also what it's going to mean for farmers to have a reliable, quality nitrogen fertilizer that's going to help reduce their construction, their costs for producing corn.
You kind of went over it earlier about some of the concerns that people have, and I understand the Quad Cities were kind of, they voted against this at first.
Well, I think the issue in the Quad Cities was different. They were looking at putting this on some of the highest quality corn suitability rated land in the state of Iowa. And so there were a lot of, and it was also really close to a residential area. So there were other issues there that involved that particular site. I think this was a good choice.
Are there concerns about the mindset of just, there's a number of residents that have said they're probably going to move because of this. Any response to that?
Well, you know, you always have some people say, not my backyard, but I would just say, I remember when IPSCO Steel came in, and now it's SSAB. What a great neighbor they've been, the great jobs they've created, the wonderful thing that's done for Southeast Iowa between Davenport and Muscatine, and I think we'll see the same with this Iowa fertilizer plant.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Can I get you to say your name and the company to make sure?
We probably got it on Twitter.
Okay. Nassif Sawiris, and the company name is Orascom Construction Industries. Orascom Construction Industries.
Okay, because they kept saying Orascom. It sounded like
Orascom.
Orascom.
Will you spell your name for us?
I'll give you a card.
Thank you.
How do you say your name?
Thank you.
Sawiris. Sawiris.